I think it's been a very disastrous period for the country, a very shocking period. And I think, like all South Sudanese, really, I hope that it comes to an end very quickly. And for that to happen, the leaders will have to agree to put the best interests of the nation ahead of their own personal ambition.
What do you think, in your own view, can really end this crisis in South Sudan? Do you see this actually coming to an end so soon?
I'm afraid I don't, actually. I think there are two things. The first is the process in Addis Ababa, which does seem to be stuttering, so we don't seem to be that close to a peace agreement. It's possible it could come. You need a lot of regional pressure and international pressure, because I don't feel that everyone on the two warring parties are ready for peace. People on both sides who feel that the conflict could be won, essentially, although I think that's a faulty calculation. But it is possible that eventually we could get some sort of power-sharing deal. However, I don't think that will be enough to drag South Sudan out of crisis, because it would essentially be power-sharing between the warring parties. It wouldn't address some of the broader issues, things like reconciliation of communities, ethnic tensions that have been exacerbated by the conflict, the political issues that dragged South Sudan into this crisis in the first place, and of course the very key issue of accountability, the idea that we can't have impunity, people can't take up weapons and kill civilians, carry out atrocities, and there then be no punishment for that, because the danger, of course, is that even if a power-sharing deal is agreed, if there's no accountability, no sense of justice for the victims, that we would just get more conflict in the future.
The South Sudanese people have suffered for 1 year in this current crisis that's taking place. Still, as you did mention, the leaders are not ready for peace at the moment. What should be done to prevent the killing and the dying of the innocent civilians?
Well, it's a very difficult and very important question. I think there needs to be huge pressure from the South Sudanese themselves, but also internationally, on the warring parties to respect international human rights norms. That means that civilians are not and should never be targets. There should be great pressure to stop the fighting too, because we can't deal with any of the issues of reconciliation or power sharing really until the fighting actually stops. And this may require the international imposition of an arms embargo, for example. Targeted sanctions is another possibility. These things will be very difficult, though, I think, unless the region as a whole doesn't buy into them. There's no point imposing sanctions if the region doesn't agree to them.
Yes. James, you wrote a book, A Poisonous Thorn in Our Hearts, that was for Sudan and South Sudan. Now, South Sudan is in crisis by itself. Did you see that coming when you were actually writing this book?
I think, sadly, I did. Maybe not to the extent that we see now, but it was clear in the period after independence, which is what I write about in A Poisonous Thorn in Our Hearts, that the foundations for this sort of crisis were being laid. So you could see, for example, in the failures of governance, the way that leaders in Juba, whether it's Salva Kiir or Riek Machar or others, seem to follow the Sudanese model, restrictions on press freedom and lack of development in the regions. It's clear there are massive governance failures.
We're seeing a lot of international interest here in the current conflict in South Sudan. Now, IGAD is mediating these peace talks. All hope of South Sudanese now are on these peace talks in Ethiopia. Do you really think IGAD is still the right platform or forum for peace in the country?
Well, I think IGAD has a certain historical legitimacy in the sense that it brought about the CPA, and obviously the countries in the region are interested in what's happening in South Sudan. But I think the difficulty of a regional mediator is just how closely they are involved. So Uganda is involved militarily, and Kenya in particular have large economic interests in South Sudan. The Sudanese, Khartoum, well, we all know their long history and in South Sudan and the accusations that they're supporting Riek Machar now. So this makes it very difficult for those regional mediators to be free and fair or to speak with one voice. So it is difficult. The thing I'd say at the moment, though, is that there doesn't appear to be a lot of support elsewhere for anyone else taking over that mediating role. You don't see the African Union or the United Nations keen to take over directly. They're backing IGAD's initiative, IGAD's efforts. So my suspicion is, although it may be, IGAD will be the mediators for the foreseeable future.